So my name is Nikki Rodriguez. I am an alumna from CCA. I graduated from the animation program in 2017 and the comics MFA program in 2019. And I'm also the former help desk coordinator here, so also an old staff member. And today is November 23rd, 2019.
Perfect.
Okay.
Cool. Let's begin with you telling me about what the Oakland campus means to you.
So I feel like the Oakland campus was definitely my kind of like first introduction to like a home away from my parents. Like it was the first time I lived on my own, the first time I lived with other people who weren't like my sister or anything like that, because I lived in Irwin campus for the first year. And then after that, I moved off campus, but the animation program always had me be on campus, so I was here pretty late into the night and early into the morning. So I just feel like I spent a lot of time getting to know the campus just throughout the 4 years I was an undergrad. And then all my campus jobs were based in the Oakland campus as well. And once I transitioned to being a graduate student and then a staff member, I still spent a lot of time on campus, even though I was like working and doing homework in San Francisco, mostly during the summers. Whenever I wanted just like kind of my own little studio space away from home, I would just like go to the library, go to Lab A, go to A2. Like I just always found myself on Oakland campus, and it was always kind of like a midway point between a lot of my off-campus jobs once I stopped working at CCA. So I passed by it a lot and just always felt home there. So I always found a way to like just kick it there for a few hours.
And then do you want to just talk a little bit about what the campus was like?
Yeah.
While you were here?
So, I mean, it definitely has, like, changed in the 6 years I was here and then afterwards. Like, I feel a lot of the kind of, like, physical integrity stayed the same. But I remember, like, I can't remember what year it was specifically, but whenever the giant kind of, like, stick bug mural got defaced and then when that got painted over and the whole, like, situation with that, I remember seeing like the faculty union and all their actions happening, and then the staff union as I was transitioning out of CCA. So I just remember seeing a lot of like movements and like just awakenings of consciousness over the 6 years I was here. So that's kind of like the biggest memory and kind of like the biggest meaning I hold to like the Oakland campus is just all the kind of like political actions that rose out of student, staff, and faculty bodies.
And then do you have a specific memory that you want to share about the Oakland campus or even about being at CCA?
Oh my gosh, I feel like there's so many. I've been here for so long. I guess like one of my specific memories is like before I was a staff member and transitioned to working at the help desk, I was the instructional design assistant. So I worked in the libraries with Bobby White and like Anne Marie, and that was a really great job. I had that for like 3 years in undergrad, and I really liked it just because I spent a lot of time in the faculty space, the teaching support studio. Just hanging out with faculty. So I got to meet a lot of like my mentors and people who really helped me kind of like figure out what my path was as an artist and like as an instructor moving out of CCA. So my biggest and most favorite memories really come out of like working in the TSS and hanging out with all the different faculty members.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
you. Is there anything else that you want to share before we end?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay, cool.